so much for hanging out with us on the G and Ursula Show, Wednesday morning edition. So after Governor Inslee announced yesterday that he is pausing any more rollbacks, at least for the next 2 weeks, Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer sent out a tweet expressing his unhappiness and saying that treating different counties differently is not science. And we have invited the executive to join us now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Ursula. It's great to be with you this morning.
Thank you so much. So I want to give you a chance to vent to us. Why is it that you are clearly frustrated with the governor's decision?
Well, let's be clear. 3 weeks ago, I didn't think Pierce County should be rolled back, and I don't think Snohomish or King County should be rolled back yesterday. So I think we should be focusing on moving forward and getting beyond the state of emergency and getting back to some semblance of normal for our community. The frustration was primarily that 3 weeks ago, when the numbers showed that we, by his rules, should have rolled back to phase two, and we asked for a pause, we were denied. So you can understand why, when all of a sudden King County and others, their numbers are worse than ours were 3 weeks ago, that why it's frustrating for Pierce County residents to see our community got rolled back, our businesses are suffering under phase two restrictions, and to have King County and Snohomish County and others be given a pass or a pause.
And Bruce, I totally understand the frustration, but as I was arguing with G in the first hour, I looked up the latest case rates anyway for Pierce County, and as of May 2nd, it said 374. There is an eight-day reporting delay, and phase two allows for 200 to 350 cases. So, in fact, you didn't get rolled back this time, even though your cases would suggest that you could be based on those metrics.
Thank you, Ursula. The point is the governor's rules wouldn't have rolled us back to phase one. We meet the requirements that he has set forward. So it's a concern with the application of the rules and the changing dynamic of the rules. Again, my focus is moving forward. That's why in Pierce County, we are all about making sure that everybody who possibly wants a vaccine has a chance to do it. I meet every Monday morning now through the middle of June with about 40 business, community, and school leaders, all about finding new and creative ways to get vaccines out to our community, to remove every possible barrier to someone getting a vaccine. The Rainiers, the discussion with the Rainiers on your newscast, mm-hmm. that came out of our Monday morning meeting 2 weeks ago.
Excellent.
Well, you're echoing everything that I've been saying about this. So let me just go ahead and move on. Right now in the news is the veto that is possibly going to happen when it comes to the Pierce County ordinance to pay grocery workers extra money during this pandemic, the hazard pay, if you will. Can you explain two things? One, how this came to a vote in the first place, and two, why it is that you would decide to veto this.
So thank you, G. I appreciate it. So the reason it came to a vote by the council is I think the grocery store workers union has been pushing this for a while across the region. And so that's why the council, I think, was responding to that pressure, at least some members of the council were. It did pass on a narrow majority, a 4-3 majority last night. My concern is, so first of all, I do have the public health concern, right? I want to make sure grocery store workers are safe and that our whole community is safe. So my focus is about finding ways to make sure they are safe doing their job, not taking an action that will drive up the cost of food in Pierce County and in a way that affects some of the most challenged parts of our community.
Well, and that's another, which leads me to the next question. What is the overall opinion of city or county government interfering with the pay when it comes to the private sector and their employees?
So fundamentally, you hit the nail on the head for one of my concerns. This is an overreach and an inappropriate use of government power into intruding into in many cases, a private sector collective bargaining agreement or into a private sector negotiated arrangement with their employees. If the issue is public safety and public health, then let's help those people get vaccinated. That's the way that we will really help address their concerns about their own health in their work environment.
Bruce, I'm just seeing some breaking news, and this is going to be coming out of Pennsylvania. I heard you say that you're doing everything in Pierce County possible to make it easy to get vaccines. And we have talked about vaccine hesitancy the last couple of days. We went from basically feeling like it was Hunger Games to get a vaccine appointment, and now people are practically begging to get people to come in. And, you know, we're nowhere near herd immunity. Now, in Pennsylvania, apparently they're announcing later that they're going to lift most of their COVID restrictions effective May 31st and the mask mandate once 70% vaccination rate is achieved. I know one of the biggest complaints is that we just don't know from day to day and it keeps changing. Would you be in support of something like that where you say, you know what, we get to 70%, we just open it all up?
So I think the focus on getting people vaccinated is the correct focus. That's the way we're going to move forward on this. So I absolutely agree with that. And that is why we want to do everything we can. You were exactly right when you said we went from restrictions, scarcity, not enough vaccine, not everybody was eligible. We flipped that script totally. So now we want to get to everybody wherever they are and remove any barrier to them being willing to get the vaccination. That's key. One of my concerns with Pennsylvania's 70% mark, while I would love to see our community get to 70%, I don't know at this point what is really accurate or what is really attainable. We're going to do everything we can to drive that number up as high as we can. Part of my frustration in Pierce County is we've got a number of military in our community, Army and Air Force, and we got a number of veterans in our community. Those that have gotten their vaccinations through the Department of Defense or through the Veterans Administration don't show up in our state numbers. So I know that the numbers that are showing by the state for Pierce County are artificially low because they don't reflect those Department of Defense and veterans vaccination. So if we're going to have a true goal, it's got to be in a way that we really know accurately who's been vaccinated in our community right now. And frustratingly, in Pierce County, the federal government hasn't shared that information.
Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer, we sure appreciate you joining us on the show today. Thank you.
You bet.